شمال ليبو.
Yeah, so talking about yichud at work, so there are a few different types of things if we can get through all of them, I don't know. One of them is in offices, in secretaries, meetings, etc., in offices. Also, that talk about if somebody works from home with a cleaner, as a typical example, you can have problems. And then you've got all different types of people that work, like electricians, plumbers, carpenters, locksmiths, all these people that go to a Goyish house, it's just a lady at home, or it can be a Yiddish house as well. What would be the din about all of them? So, the main heter, which will be hopefully in most cases applied, will be the heter, what everybody knows as Pesach Pasuach. Now, there are a few misconceptions what this heter exactly is or isn't, so I just want to go through step by step. Gemara in Kedushin, Pei Aleph on the base, says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Pesach Pasuach Shus Harabim, Ein Cheshim Mishum Yichud. Pesach Pasuach Shus Harabim, you're not Cheshim Yichud, sorry. And the Shulchan Aruch passes at that as well. Yeah, that you're not Cheshim Yichud. So the question is, what exactly does Pesach Pasuach Shus Harabim mean? So is it Dafka Shus Harabim? I know in Manchester there's a big fight for what exactly Shus Harabim is. But is it Shus Harabim? So that's first thing we'll come to soon. But then what will be the din if it's not Pasuach? What happens if the door's closed? What will be the din then? Sorry? How does it happen? So that's a different heter, about a bit. Let's focus on the heter of Pesach Pasuach. It's a separate heter. So, what will be the din if the door is closed? Because the Gemara just talks about Pesach Pasuach. The door's open. Closed but not locked. We'll come to lock that later. What's the din if the door's closed? So, it's a very big machlokes. When Yona, the Rashba, the Advaz, the Abit, Benin, Sin, and more hold its mutter. On the other side of it, the Kveger, the Ismail, they're the two mainly that hold the door's closed. It's awesome. And this is talking about even if people will come inside, the Kveger, the Ismail still hold. Does it make a difference? So what's the reasoning? So the Gemara literally, Pesach Pasuach means the whole heta is because people currently can see you. Because you can see you, you're not going to be over an avera. But the minute you're in a place where people can't see you, we're scared you're going to be over an avera. So even if people will come in, that's not enough. But most poskim, as we just said before, they hold that the main thing is that you're scared. When you see and says, you're scared people are going to come in. Once you're scared people to come in, it doesn't matter if the door's open, the door's closed, later even if the door's locked, if certain people have keys. Once you're scared people are going to come in, that's already mutter. And most poskim, like Gishmerish, Chizchak, others, all the Mezchantika poskim, all paskim, like that even if the door's closed, the reason that the Heta Pesach is not because it's Pasuach, it's not because it's open, it's because you're scared someone's going to come in. So as long as you're scared someone's going to come in, it's mutter. The Sheva Alevi says, interesting Lashon, he says, Be'etzim HaMetzias Be'erichem London. In the Metzias in London, when the Shabbatim of the base came, is the bottom of two houses, two floors, almost in flats in Israel, it's the same floor. There you got two floors. V'yashched v'fin b'ched, you got one room that leads into another room. U'maragishim l'roiv regla nichnas al-idei pa'am ha'shalmata. You hear when somebody's coming in. You get a warning. Because even you're upstairs, and you hear the door, either doorbell or you've got some funny thing by the door, or the stomach creaks or the stairs, people can hear me coming in. You've lost the whole heter of people scared that people are going to come in. If you can be make like the postman that hold that when the door's closed, people are going to come in. Yeah, he says, it's hard for him to be makeful for this. The Chumash and Hagzim Shembach also says that today, nowadays, people that are well-mannered, they don't just barge into somebody's house. Before they come in, even if they're able to get in, they'll always ring the bell. So he's also worried about being in Semech of his head to the Sagul or not. The Heter, to understand exactly what it means, scared to come in, no place that gives exactly a gedda of how many people, how often, etc., etc. But a good marshal for it is, if you think about it as an investment, people do business, you can have two options. You've got money, you need to stick it in a bank account. I think it's 0.25% now, the interest rate, it's rubbish, yeah, you get nothing. But you're safe, you know your money, yeah, now they give you a guarantee with the scheme, you know your money's safe. But, or you can invest it, say, shares or something like that, where your money's not as safe. But the returns are much greater. So within limit, a person, depending on the person, some people are more feel happier to do or take more risks. Some people are much more conservative. But there comes a stage where people will say, it's not worth it. Everybody will say, the risk doesn't justify the gain, or the risk is too high. So it's very similar with yichud. The minute the risk of somebody coming in is enough to stop the person being over the avera, they're going to stop. And it's lav dafka, everybody has got the same stopping point. Yeah? But what's clear is, if it's an oath and where, you know, maybe a person will come in every 5 years, then most people will take such an investment, and maybe the banks will collapse as well. Yeah, to a degree, people will look. So that's to give an idea, to give a dogma of what it is. The Sheris Yaakov says that the big Talmud Chazon Ish. He says that there are also times where there's not even yichud b'chlal, doesn't even come into question. For example, in the middle of a street. Middle of a street, it's not b'shat that there's yichud and people are coming in. It's b'chlal not yichud. Now, afkimenu will be if you get a woman, let's say, is in China. So we're going to see later that the question is who has to come in. But a woman is in the street in China, in the middle of this the road. Yeah, there, even though there may be no yidden or nobody else is coming in, that is bechlal, doesn't enter the whole thing of yichud bechlal. And the Chazon Ish also gives a dogma to explain that Pesach Pesuach, we never choshesh that someone's going to lock. Whenever we've got this heta of Pesach Pesuach, whatever that is, we never choshesh somebody is going to then go and lock the door. Why shouldn't he? If he wants to be over his avera, then lock the door, and then he'll be over his avera. So the law is that Pesach Pesuach means that you're in a yichud, you're in a matzav where there's a aragosha to be over an avera, yeah? But the minute the door's open, that aragosha is gone. So you'll never get to a situation where you're going to want to be over the avera. Which now you can understand better in the street, in the shopping market, in the shopping mall or something like that. It's no shaykhus to yichud b'chlam. Now the question is: now we look at it like that. You get times where, let's say, a son has got a key. He comes around. He's in yeshiva. He comes in town. He comes often. Or you get somebody who's older, and the children are all married, and they've also got keys, and they come once every 2 weeks. So if you understand that a son who sleeps at home is much more likely to come home than somebody who is married, living in town, will come every so often. If you have 4 children married in town against one son who's in yeshiva, you know, where exactly is the balance? It's a matter of, how are you scared someone's going to come in? No, you're not scared they're going to come in. It's very, very difficult to give an exact gedder of how many people, how often. Generally, the person, the Mishnah says, the minute there's one person that lives in that place, lives in that house of the key, that's enough. That's already scared. Either they don't come home that often, during the day, whatever it is. Obviously, if there's a time where you know they're not coming home, let's say there's a shir, or he's a rabbi, he gives a shir. He's not coming home. Sad, by the way, we'll come later. But if he's not coming home, so then, you know, you've lost your heta. You can have 100 people with the keys. If you know that today they're all in some holidays, they're all miles away, it's not going to help you. The Chazon Ish, he's more meikel. Chazon Ish holds that, even though Chazon Ish in a lot of things is more machmir, and yichud is not more meikel. Chazon Ish holds the minute a pera odom, is likely to come in, that already helps you. A pera odom is, the Nevrit called odom b'litin musini, somebody who's an unmannered person. Somebody who's not a normal person, not barge into somebody's house. But hey, as long as there's somebody out there who is likely to just barge into your house, even if it doesn't happen very often, you're already scared to be over an avera. But even the Chazon Ish, he still said that by night, at 10 o'clock at Bnei Brak in those days, which is probably a bit later nowadays, already then it's too, the chance of somebody coming in, this unmanned person coming in at night at 10 o'clock in those times, people didn't drive around the streets, then already you can't be meikel. So even the Chazon Ish, which a lot of people can look at the Chazon Ish, but again, has to be, it doesn't have to be that, as we talked about before, like a family member, etc. Even if it's a small chashash someone's going to come in, but it has to be a chashash. It's not a joke, you leave your door open, and you know, or on the latch, or whatever it is, and you know 100% there's definitely nobody coming in, it's very, very, very shvach. I mean, there's no post, I know how some rabbanim to say it's mutter, and they build it on this Chazon Ish. It's a straightforward toss. The Chazon Ish agav is not a Chazon Ish inside. Chaznish and Chaznish, which is a Shmuel from the Chaznish, the Halacha brings it down, and the same Shmuel the Chaznish all bring from the Halacha, he clearly says that by night it doesn't work, and there are some kitzes for him that have chapped on to the Chaznish, but didn't chap on to the second part of the Chaznish. So I think this is where this toss is going around. Yeah, I'm all I've had on it's rather in the Shuddah, which is barge into your house. The door's open, it seems a bit open, he barges in.
Doors
were open, yeah.
And with the door being open as well,
The Sod of Yichud, come on to Rabbi's case, the Sod of Yichud isn't to do with a house. You can be in the basic forest, as you were talking about before on the way in. It's a Yichud. If you're in the basic forest at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's a woman there, and there's nobody coming and nobody going out, that's Yichud. It's not because it's a brick wall with four things around it. If people will come, so if it's a basic forest, people come in. It's more than 2 o'clock in the morning as well if people come in. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, people won't come into the basic forest. It goes to Hamanuchas. 2 o'clock in the morning, people are walking into Hamanuchas. So there's no problem. In here, I don't know, maybe people go to the Manchester Shiva at 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't know. But if it's an area from where people don't go, you have a problem.
What's the distance outside?
The distance that what? Oh, cash actually. So Shez Yaakov says, if there's somebody goes, they have this among skiing, people go skiing, get to the top of the mountain, and they stay there till the end of the day. Everybody skis down the mountain, right? And they just left up there, and there's another skier, a woman that's on top of the mountain, nobody's there, it's finished, it's the end of the day, nobody's coming up. The cable cars have stopped running up, finished, nobody's coming up. And you can see this woman far away. So Shez Yaakov says, as long as you couldn't speak to her, you couldn't converse, yeah, even though you can see, that's not Yichud. Yichud has to be that there is some sort of connection. That connection doesn't have to be a house. The minute you can speak together, because Yichud has nothing to do with indoors or outdoors. Yichud has to do with, are you in a secluded place with a woman? Because nobody's coming there. If nobody's coming there.
You're going there. You don't know another woman's going to another man.
Then you're okay, because you're scared. From what you just told me, you're going in an open where you're scared someone's going to come. If you go at 2 o'clock in the morning and you go with the woman there and you know in the last 50 years nobody's ever turned up in Amazing Forest at 2 o'clock in the morning, everything will depend on the circumstance. I'm just giving it as a dogma that Yichud is not a house and therefore, and if it's a house, the door's open, it's not a house anymore. Yichud is to be secluded. So if you're in a house and the door's wide open, Ramosha Fashion says clearly, you're in a house, the door's wide open, but nobody will ever come in there. Or is he in the holiday house in the middle of Scotland? And there's no house within 2 miles. And you leave the doors and windows, everything wide open, but nobody's there. So to be in the house of the woman is going to be a problem of Yichud. There's nothing to do with the fact that you're in a house or not.
The door's open.
The door's open, and normal people won't walk in. Nobody will just barge into a house. But you'll get the mechutzav, he'll just barge in. That mechutzav would already make you scared. You won't be over in that area because you'd be scared that mechutzav will come in. Irrelevant. So it's irrelevant town or out of town. Will people come in or will people not come in? That's why with this binyan, when it says Pesach Sukkah Shus HaRabim, it's not after Shus HaRabim. It just means Shus HaRabim is conjugated. It means anywhere where people will come in, yeah, it's a problem. The Chachazon is Machmer, he holds it has to have at least 3 people. He holds it, Shus HaRabim is David Pash, Shus HaShomer is not after. The minute you're scared somebody is going to come in, you have a heter. If it's public place and you're scared,
people come there, it
won't be nervous if nobody's going to come in.
It's
so generally people will come in a public place.
Fine,
okay.
Fine,
I'll give an example, like on the top of this mountain, you know now nobody's coming in, there's no chance. If it's closed, you're the top there. Generally, a public place will never be Yichud, because you'll always be scared someone's going to come in. If you're guaranteed, for every reason, nobody's going to come in, you have a problem. Generally, that's true. Yeah. Oh, so they're coming to this. So we'll come to one part of the neighbor soon, but the neighbor, just to tell him, and you know 100% he's not going to come in, I once did this in Israel, I told the neighbor, please come in. He said, Asita et shalcha. He did your thing, you asked, I'm not coming in. That definitely doesn't help you. It has to be that you're scared. They're not coming every time, coming once in 10 times. But as long as you're scared.
If he didn't say anything to you, you just told him that he might do Amim or Dora, not because
of that. And you think he may come in. So if you do it 100 times and he's never ever come in, it starts getting schwach. But for the beginning, yeah, fine. There's another thing is, what happens if they'll come in? They'll come downstairs. You ask somebody to come to your house. It's not going to smack the barge into someone's house, even when you ask to do it. So you walk into the dining room. So you have a problem to be upstairs. To be in your bedroom, it'll be a problem.
It's the same place. It's the same building. It's the same building.
But you're not scared someone's coming in there.
You might.
If you're scared, you might. Do you okay? This is the point. The halacha actually says interesting. Is in Eretz Yisrael, they have windows, so for toilet windows, a little square on the standard doors. They've got different glass for a toilet or for a normal bedroom. So he said that if the toilets they'll walk into, but the bedrooms they won't. So Amor, if you have the wrong glass on the right door, you'll also be okay. Then you have another case. Sometimes you have, there's Ali in Broughton Green, all the kids running around over there. So during 4 to 6 in the afternoon, all the kids are running around, you will get the odd kid that run into your house. That's what we found. But then at 11 o'clock in the morning, when they're all in school, so you lost that heter. Oh, this is the kudah. Who's coming in? Who's coming to the scene?
It's
all going to be tailored. Each matzav is all the same result. Are you scared someone's going to come in? That's the result. So how scared you have to be? So red place can hold, it has to be mamash.
Camera in the place.
Oh. Most people hold, we'll come to that hopefully soon. Most place can hold that you have to be properly scared that normal people will come in at this time. It's normal, even though not most people, there are people, either the family or close by, people that are normal to come in. Chaznish is more medical, even if it's somebody who's a mechutzav. But if it's mamish, nobody. Now, a camera is, there are a few different look into a camera. A camera is one of the big ways to help officers and these type of things. Yeah? So we'll come on camera soon. First of all, come on to who has to come in. I'll jump that. Okay, so go back to the camera. So the camera, you have a few things with the cameras. You have a camera that people could be watching now. Right now you can be watching live the camera. Then you have a camera that people can look later. Then you have another point taken to a camera is, what happens if the person that's been miyachad, he can access the box. Nobody's watching it now. Watch it later. And he can access it and delete it. Another because of the camera is, what happens if there's one room in the house and there's no camera? So we said earlier that if you're in a place which is secluded, we're scared you're going to get out to something. If you're in a place which is open, we're not scared. So what exactly is this camera? Is this camera meaning now is as if the door is totally open, and therefore we're not scared you're going to go and access the, and you open a bear and then access the camera and take it away? Or are you really in a secluded place, right? And then afterwards you're going to go and you open that bear and then afterwards you sort it out. It's very negar in Diamond and all these places where they don't just let people into the shops. They see on the screen who they let in, so they let in one person at a time, they're sitting there in the shop. So it's not a heter you can just give out. The poskim, listening is very, very sharp against it. But the ma'aser, the rabbanim normally, if it's a big shas of chak, so they can really make. I had a friend who lost his wife, he got married again, and he had a few children. And as his children got older, so he had boys. So his boy was home, was sick. He was 9, 10 years old, and is home with the second wife, the Brahma Vichos. So then they gave a special heter. You can have taka cameras, and he could access the cameras from outside when he was in Kodal, and he could see in his house, because that's the problem, he has Mamash the Begaspel, his new wife with his child, And you see how far Yichud goes, it's actually Tosfos in Kedushin, we're telling you about Tosfos in Kedushin, Tosfos in Pei on Beis, talks about a case where there was a king, and there was a king told, the king told somebody had to get killed, the king said they had to get killed, and he gave a guard to watch over the dead body. In the meantime, somebody else came to the Beis HaKoros, there was a woman crying. Her husband had just been buried, and the man who was guarding this mace went over and was over Avera with the person that was guarding the dead body. They came back to the dead body. The dead body was stolen. It was gone. So the woman said, "Dig up her husband and hang him on the gallows." And the king will think it was him. That's how the Tosfos brings to show that even Shas Aninus, you can have Zichud. So Sikkum in offices. You have to make sure, obviously, that people can come in. Let's say Friday, end of just before Shabbos. That's a time where everybody's left, and you're left with one man and a woman in the office, and nobody's coming back. That's one thing you have to watch out for. The other thing is, if you can see you've got video cameras in the office, and you see people coming in, you've got warning before. That's another problem. All the workers at the Poshta Eitzah, I don't know if it's why it's not nice I've done, I told a few people this, is they should have a text group. And before a worker goes into a house, you should text the group. Most of these people, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, they're all going to the same sort of areas. They should send a text to say, I'm in this house at such and such a time. And every pound to pound, when there's somebody else in the area, you should just walk in. And that would help all these problems. Because I'm only have an electrician, he's in the top floor with a goiter. Nobody's coming in. She lives on her own. Even if you leave the door open, who's ever going to come into the house? It's very, very, very Shabbat. And the goiter area before that, they have children they're knocking about. And so I was working from home, so you're talking about the neighbours coming in. So that's how it is, to ask the neighbours to come in. There's a whole new, so if you can ask your neighbour's wife to come in, because then when she does come in, you're left with one man and two women, which that is also anyway awesome. So if it's your husband's in town, and husband knows about it, then it's a chumutah. If not, it's a machlek we can't get to now.
Yeah.